WUWM's Angelina Moshe Salazar also spoke with State Representative David Crowley, the other candidate vying for Milwaukee County Executive in the upcoming election. Crowley starts with his concerns about the local healthcare system's ability to respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
The first thing that we have to do is make sure that we have a healthy workforce. And when I say healthy workforce, it's really making sure that our healthcare providers, many folks who work in the healthcare field, have a safe environment to work in. And so, you know, when folks are getting sick, it's about making sure that they have somewhere to go. So we have to focus on building the capacity here within Milwaukee County. We are the largest urban center, largest county in Wisconsin. So we should see the type of surge that we're seeing when you think about the density that we have here in the state. But we have to focus on how do we build capacity within our hospitals, but also making sure that we also focus on our most vulnerable population. So what are we doing with for our elders? What are we doing for people with disabilities? What are we doing with our homeless population to make sure that we're not transmitting this virus consistently? And so I think it's really about collaboration, not just here within Milwaukee County, but as a region, working with the state legislature, the governor's administration, as well as the federal level. When you think about Congresswoman Gwen Moore, Senator Tammy Baldwin, about how we can actually move forward in making sure that we have a healthy community, and then eventually think about the recovery and how we get back to a healthy economy here in Milwaukee County.
Representative Crowley, what are the biggest challenges facing the county?
We're talking about it right now. I think that, you know, when we first ran for this seat, we had all these ideas about, you know, how we can move Milwaukee County forward. But right now, it's really about how do we make sure that we can keep Milwaukee County solvent with this coronavirus. So the coronavirus is going to be something that we're going to be dealing with personally, I think, for the next few months. And when you even think about the recovery, at least a year, year and a half. But it's going to also be about the financial situation that we're in as Milwaukee County, which isn't unique to Milwaukee County. We see that we have more revenue that we've been producing here in Milwaukee County, just like around across the state. We're sending it to the state of Wisconsin, yet we're not getting our fair share back. And if we want to make sure that we can continue to provide our basic needs, this isn't about expanding government, then we need to make sure that we have those tools, those flexibilities, like for example, the fair deal that we talk about, which I also think will be extremely helpful when you think about, you know, the crisis that we're in. We don't have a lot of dollars that we have access to. And when you think about the Office of Emergency Management and what they've been doing, working with all the municipalities across Milwaukee County, we're going to need more resources to make sure that we can recover as a result of the COVID-19 crisis.
I'm glad that you talked about being solvent. I mean, the budget, this is no surprise. This is no secret. The county budget has been a problem for the county executive and supervisors to balance. How does this current health crisis affect that?
It's going to put a magnifying glass on the issues, not only affecting Milwaukee County, but many of the different municipalities across this state. Again, we don't have the resources to deal with something like a coronavirus right now. And if we want to make sure that we can come up with local plans, local solutions to many of the local problems, even outside of COVID-19, we need to make sure that they have those flexibilities. We've seen too many communities go to the ballot box and vote to increase their taxes so they can continue to improve their infrastructure, improve their school systems. And so we have to take a hard look about not how we just fight for Milwaukee County, but how does Milwaukee County become a leader again in working with, you know, our neighbors, but across this state, and figuring out how do we make sure that we're all getting our fair share and making sure that we can do right by our local folks who vote us in.
So what is your plan for the budget? Like, what are some solutions that you are proposing?
I think that one, it's first thing we have to do is make sure that we have a relationship with the Milwaukee County Board, moving through a budget and making sure that we can continue to do everything that we can to meet our basic needs. I mean, you said it before, this isn't something new within Milwaukee County. For the past decade, They've seen they started in the red in about $20 million. And so I have to commend the current county executive and the county board for what they have been able to do for the past decade, maybe even two, in making sure that Milwaukee County continues to provide its basic needs. But I think that we have to start having a real conversation about the flexibilities, because there is a point where you cannot cut anymore. And it's not to say that we won't, come to a point where we need to cut. But right now, we need to go out and find all the dollars that are currently on the table that we haven't been seeking. So we have to create an office that's going to be dedicated for seeking out and applying for federal, state, and foundational grant dollars to help bring in more resources so we can continue to build upon our transit system, so we can continue to invest in our parks and making sure that we can provide, meals and in the infrastructure needs for our senior centers so they can have a place to go, right? And so, it's really focusing on that, but it's not to say that there aren't any ideas that we can start talking about now. So whether we're talking about how do we work with the city or the Milwaukee public school systems to look at how are we paying for healthcare? Is there a cheaper way for us to pool our resources together to pay for healthcare? But we also got to think about our pension liabilities. We want to make sure that we can take care of our obligations. But at what point do we turn the ship and have a conversation with the city as well as with Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, to talk about the WRS program? I want to make sure that we're taking care, again, of our obligations, those who are currently retired and those who have paid their dues, and making sure that they have a retirement coming up soon. We need to make sure that we're taking care of those folks. But what can we do with new hires to help bring down costs when it comes down to many of the other liabilities that we see?
This is now a two-man race between you and Senator Larson. Both are relatively young Democratic lawmakers from the Milwaukee area. You're both currently serving in the legislature. I mean, you guys have a similar voting record. So this is a question that a lot of people have been asking. What actually differentiates you as a candidate from Senator Larson?
Well, I have to say I definitely respect Senator Larson and the things that he's been fighting for this community for the past 12 years. And there's nothing wrong with fighting. And that's what we need in the state legislature, those who are going to fight for what's best. But when you think about in executive mayors and governor's positions and presidential positions, these are executive seats. And we need somebody who's going to be able to do. And when you think about Milwaukee County, which has been the lightning rod politically, whether you're Democrat or Republican, everybody campaigns against Milwaukee County, and it's really about how do we set Milwaukee County up to start being a leader again, building relationships. This isn't about Democrats or Republicans. This isn't about the unions and the business owners. This is about how do we bring folks to the table. Nobody has a monopoly on great ideas, but how do we bring these individuals to the table to focus on what's best for this community? We can talk about the partisan politics all we want, but at the end of the day, we agree on a lot more than we disagree on. And I think at the local level, there are some real inroads that we can make when we start focusing on building relationships, which I have done not only as an elected official, but as done prior as my career as a state legislative staffer, but also as an organizer here within the city of Milwaukee County.
Representative Crowley, I want to give you the opportunity to talk about something that maybe I haven't asked you about, or, maybe even one last thing you might want voters to know about you before they head to the polls.
I just want folks to know that this is a historical moment for Milwaukee County. As an African-American running for this seat, it's not historical because I'm Black. It's historical because we have the chance to really change the narrative and the trajectory of Milwaukee County. For the past 10 years, Milwaukee County has been listed as one of the most segregated places to live in the country. And if we're going to tackle that and make sure that Milwaukee County can be a leader. Wisconsin can be a destination. Milwaukee County is going to have to tackle that head on. We're going to have to tackle the issues of transportation. We're going to have to actually lead. So we're not only focusing on the people here in Milwaukee County, but those that surround us as well. Because if we're going to compete globally, we need to make sure that we're thinking regionally. And that's going to start with Milwaukee County being a partner and a leader that we once was.
Thank you so much, Representative Crowley, for your time and for joining me on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much, Angelina, for having me.
That was WUWM's Angelina Moshe Salazar speaking with State Representative David Crowley, a candidate for Milwaukee County Executive. You can hear the full interview with Crowley and State Senator Chris Larson at WUWM.com, along with conversations with the candidates for mayor of the city of Milwaukee.